Hello, everyone, and welcome to Season 4, Episode 2 of the Live Simply Podcast. My name is Natalie Pickett, and I'm your host. Man, I hope you have been working on freeing yourself from all the things we discussed in our first episode of the new year. Don't forget, we are living free here in 2023, free from setting the wrong priorities, free from comparison, free from self-limiting thoughts and speech, and free from worry and those inconsistent habits. Freeing ourselves from these will give us so much room to be who God designed us to be and impact and influence the world in the way He wants us to. Now, before we move into our Simply Quote to Live By, I want to remind you to friend us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram, and subscribe to this here podcast, because you know it's possible to listen to a podcast but not subscribe. If you haven't, please subscribe. And if any of this is helpful and encouraging, share with your other female friends and peoples that you know. Now, speaking of Facebook, on the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th Tuesday, you need to come on over and join us for Tuesday Night Live. That's where I'll hop on and spend some time talking with you on whatever topic God leads me to chat about. And actually, today's podcast episode is a continuation from our January 24th Tuesday Night Live titled, Free Yourself from the Wrong Attitude. Our attitude is the outlook or mental state that affects the way people perceive us, the world around them, and the way they experience life, work, relationships, and more. Your attitude is important because it will affect the way you perceive everything and the way you experience life. If you want to experience the abundant life God has called for you, you have to maintain the proper attitude. And maintaining the proper attitude means you have to be aware of and intentional about four things that I discussed on the last Tuesday Night Live. First one is the people you surround yourself with. Second are your thoughts. Third, your relationship with God. And fourth, gratitude. Now, once again, check out January 24th, Tuesday Night Live for details into all of these. And on today's episode, we are going to look at additional ways to maintain a positive attitude on a daily basis. But first, let's check out our Simply Quote to Live By. Our Simply Quote to Live By comes from an actress, director, producer, talk show host, and author. Matter of fact, her movie Never Been Kissed is one of my faves. I'm talking about Drew Barrymore. And here's her quote. The way things have gone in my life, sure, I could have been a bitter person, but I just find bitter people really unfun, you know? And who wants to be that person? Drew better bring this whole sermon, okay? She has experienced enough in her childhood alone to know what she's talking about. At age 9, her parents divorced. At 11, she develops a drinking problem. At 12, she's addicted to drugs. At 13, she attempts suicide and is hospitalized. And at 14, she's legally divorced from her parents. Is this enough for bitterness to try and run her life or someone's life who's experienced this? Absolutely. Life has thrown all of us something that's caused us severe pain, grief, and/or regret. But we can choose not to become bitter people. I mean, think about how something bitter tastes. Think about the face you make when it hits your taste buds. Ooh, and think about the aftertaste. None of that experience is pleasant, and we sure don't want to become a person that is driven by bitterness. Like my girl Drew said, bitter people are unfun. So make the choice not to be that person. Hey, free yourself from bitterness this year. And if you're dealing with bitterness, find someone to talk to, someone to pray with, and seek additional professional help if you need it. And that, my friend, is your Simply Quote to Live By. Bitterness will definitely affect your perception of everything and have a negative impact on your life experiences. And you, my listener, are too special, too important and needed in this world to be run by that. So make a commitment to yourself and partner with Holy Spirit to work towards freedom from bitterness and anything else that is impacting your attitude. And once again, our goal in 2023 is to be free from anything that's holding us back. And Bitterness, our attitude can definitely be one of those things. We want to maintain a positive attitude. So we want to remind you to check out our Tuesday Night Live from last Tuesday, January 24th, to look at the first four things that I discussed that will help us to maintain a positive attitude. First was the people you surround yourself with. Second, your thoughts. Third, your relationship with God. And fourth, your gratitude. Now, on today, I want to provide you with seven additional practical ways to maintain a positive attitude. Are you ready? Let's go. Number one, make your mornings count. Make your mornings count. I am intentional on having a morning routine that is going to set my mind, body, and emotions on a good path for the day. Your mornings represent a new day full of new opportunities and experiences. And in order to embrace what the entire day can offer, you have to be in the right mindset to receive it. So my question to you is, how are you making your mornings count? Are you intentional on being your best and shining your light? Are you eating a good breakfast? Are you giving your body some loving care? Are you making sure you and Holy Spirit are on the same page about what to do? Are you getting up a bit earlier to make sure you can have time to incorporate these things instead of getting up just in enough time to get dressed and rush out the house? Look, all of these are so important, and you should carve out time in the beginning of your day before you engage and interact with others to make sure you are all the way together, mind, body, and spirit. How you treat your mornings are everything and will definitely impact your attitude and the rest of your day. Number two, relish in your routines. I did mention morning routines in that first point, but you can have routines all throughout the day and you want to relish in them, right? As I think about my time as a former classroom teacher, creating routines and teaching those routines to my students was number one priority, like the first six or so weeks of school, like literally. Why? Because it helped my classroom run smoothly. Children felt safe. It took the guesswork out of what we were going to do each day, and it kept us on track of what we needed to accomplish. Well, for the most part, gotta be flexible. And just like routines benefit classrooms and children, they can benefit us too as adults and, you know, young people. How do they benefit? They lessen our stress levels. They help us sleep better, and they can make us healthier and happier. So if you haven't already, think about incorporating some routines, not just in the morning, but throughout your day, like even an evening routine before you go to sleep, because they really can help you enjoy your life and just be happier throughout the day. Number three, create a positive work environment. And this, it don't matter where you work, home, office, if you work on a train, do what you can to create a positive environment for you. More than likely, your work environment is where you will spend the majority of your day. Think about it. And think about things that you can do that will remind you of who you are, how you want to show up in the world. Think about colors and items that bring you joy but aren't a distraction. Eliminate that clutter off your desk and or in your office. Working from home, you can do the same exact thing. Ask me how I know, because I've done them both. Your physical environment will impact your attitude. So do what you can to create a positive environment for yourself, and it just might spill over to your work family as well. Number four, have intentional interactions. Our interactions with others are going to either help or hinder us in maintaining a positive attitude. Most of us have a good idea right now of who is going to contribute to our positive atmosphere and who's not. I totally get that. However, sometimes we gotta check ourselves, because sometimes we're the problem. Our perception of others or past experiences and relationships bring negativity to our social interactions. So you wanna assume the best in others. Don't bring that past drama into your social circles or your work interactions with people. Spread joy and smile as you talk to others. Listen to others and don't hog the conversation. You all know one person that does that. Check how you come into spaces with people and reframe your interactions and how you see interactions with others. It is a great way to segue into our fifth tip. Number five, speak positively. Oh, I can hear some of y'all now. How do I do that when things are terrible? You just do it. Use positive language to describe yourself, your experiences, your day, your dreams, all of that. Speaking positively affects your atmosphere and perspective. And at first it may feel like a whole lie, at first, it may be a whole lie, but speak it anyway, because it is going to create change in how you see things, how you behave, and eventually what you see. Number six, you know, I cannot get through a list without mentioning this. My listeners who've been listening for a while, you probably already know what it is. And if not, here it goes. Exercise, work out, get moving. Regular exercise can have a profoundly positive effect. And this is research, y'all. This one here is research. It can have an effect on mental health, depression, anxiety, stress, PTSD, and trauma. It also improves memory. It helps you sleep better. It boosts your overall mood. And listen, you do not have to be like a fitness fanatic. You don't have to be Jane Fonda. Ooh, I'm taking it back, aren't I? You don't have to do that to reap the benefits of exercise. Research indicate that modest amounts of exercise, movement, can make a real difference. No matter your age or fitness level, you can learn to use exercise as a powerful tool to deal with mental health problems, improve your energy, your outlook, and your attitude. So get to working out. All right. Finally, be kind to yourself. Commit to acting the same way towards yourself as you do with others. When you're having a difficult time, you fail at something or notice something you don't like about yourself, instead of just ignoring your pain or how you feel, stop and tell yourself, hey, this is difficult right now. And ask yourself how you can comfort yourself and care for yourself in that moment. Being kind to yourself, having that self-compassion means that you are kind and you understand when confronted with personal feelings. You don't judge or criticize yourself for your imperfections or shortcomings. This helps you maintain a positive attitude because you're showing yourself grace. Being hard on yourself leaves you frustrated, sad, and ignoring your needs. And no joy can be found in that. So be kind to yourself. And for more information on that specific topic, I suggest you check out season 3, episode 3 of this podcast. Well, guys, those were seven things to add to the 4 things we had already talked about in maintaining a positive attitude. And 7 + 4 = 11 things total. Like, you got 11 things to help you here. All right. So what you gonna do about it? You're going to be intentional on creating a positive atmosphere so that you can have a positive attitude or not? I hope you are, guys. Well, thanks so much for listening in. And remember to take care of yourself from the inside out. Have a great week, guys. Bye.